Chapter 4.
He didn't seem very powerful. He went up in a puff of black smoke the second it looked like I would win the fight. Also, he? It was very clearly an old woman that attacked me.
The Shadow Man is a shapeshifter,
Janine explained.
He can take on any form he so desires, anything he believes will scare people. His two most common appearances are the old hag and the trench-coated man, one of which I believe you just experienced.
The signs are all there,
Ada added.
The paralysis, the feeling of dread, the pressure on your chest. That's typical sleep paralysis stuff.
Sleep paralysis? What, do you think I was dreaming all that shit?
On the contrary, Carter,
Janine said, as she approached me and studied me with her curious, scholarly gaze.
All the details you've given us so far line up with the other accounts of Shadow Man appearances. Many paranormal experts claim that what the scientific world calls sleep paralysis is actually just a way for the brain to try and rationalize visits from the Shadow Man.
We do usually try to rationalize the unrationalizable.
Leah shrugged.
It's always been one of science's downfalls.
I mean, technically, there is a fully rational explanation for what's going on. You just have to be willing to open your mind to the possibility of the paranormal to understand it.
So this was a random attack, then? I asked as I stroked my chin. She sat there repeating my name like she was specifically looking for me and not just anybody.
It definitely wasn't random. Nothing ever is with the Shadow Man.
Do you think he's gotten word of Carter's rise to power? And he wants to stop him before he gets even stronger?
That would make the most logical sense.
Ada snorted.
It seems to be what everybody is doing these days.
I don't care why he came after me, I said with a frown. I want to know how he got past Naomi's enchantment. I thought that was supposed to keep anyone who wished to do us harm out of our building.
It does,
Janine explained, before her face contorted into a concerned scowl.
But the Shadow Man was never actually here.
So I was dreaming, I said as I scratched my head. He attacked me in my dreams just like Freddy Krueger, right?
Not exactly,
the redhead continued.
It's much more complex than that. From all the accounts I've heard, the Shadow Man operates on a completely different plane of existence than the human world. So technically you were awake when he showed up, but you were not here. If any of us were in the room with you when the Shadow Man showed up, we wouldn't have seen him. Unless he wanted to attack us, too, that is.
I'm so confused. I sighed and then I rubbed my temples. So he didn't attack me in my dreams, but he also didn't attack me in the real world. But I wasn't actually in my room when I encountered him?
It's complicated. It's like, have you ever heard of astral projection?
I've heard of it. I don't know much about it, though.
Think of it as your soul leaving your body,
Ada explained.
So your body was physically just lying in bed all night, but your consciousness was in that other plane of existence, the one the Shadow Man lives in.
So, what, the Shadow Man pulls your astral form out of your body and then kills it? And then if he kills your astral form, you die in the real world too?
Not quite.
Janine shook her head.
If your astral body is killed, then your physical body keeps on living. However, without a soul to guide it, your earthly body would remain in a comatose state for the rest of your days.
The Shadow Man actually killing anybody is a rare occurrence. He feeds off fear, so most of the time he just shows up, scares the living hell out of his victims, and then leaves.
That's definitely not what he was doing to me. I pursed my lips, and a growl rumbled in my chest at the memory. The fucker was trying to choke me out.
That's what is most concerning about all of this.
The succubus agreed.
Something is making him lash out at you, and I cannot think of anything other than he's intimidated.
Who's intimidated?
Naomi's voice asked, and we turned to see the witch walking toward us. She had a large bucket of popcorn in one hand and a big gulp in the other, and she sipped through her straw as she approached. What are you doing back so soon? There's no way all of the movies are over already. The witch shrugged.
I'd forgotten how terrible the movies got after Dream Warriors. I made it about 20 minutes into the Dream Child before I called it quits. Like, I do enjoy New Nightmare, but I wasn't going to sit through two god-awful movies waiting to get to it. Plus, they weren't showing Freddy vs. Jason, and they were ending it all with a freaking remake. No thank you. Anyways, what's going on here? You guys all look a bit frazzled.
That's the understatement of the year. I chuckled thinly and ran a hand through my hair. I had a visitor. I spent the next few minutes explaining my encounter with the Shadow Man to Naomi, who just stood there, munching on her popcorn as she listened intensely. When I finally got done with the story, the witch set her food and drink down onto a nearby table and pressed her hands together.
"This is very timely,"
Naomi said with a grin, and then she looked over at Janine.
"Did you use your luck powers to plan this? Because this is a wonderful coincidence."
"What do you mean?"
Janine raised an eyebrow.
"I just spent, like, 6 hours watching movies about a dude who terrorizes people while they're sleeping."
Naomi snickered.
"I have all sorts of ideas on how to kill this asshole."
"Like what?"
"We could pull a Nancy and pull the bastard into the real world,"
the witch continued.
"Like, Carter could be the bait, and we could wake him up when he's got the Shadow Man wrapped up in his grasp. Then we kill him in the real world."
"This isn't a movie, love."
The succubus sighed.
"You cannot pull somebody's astral form into the real world, especially a creature who lives purely on that plane of existence. Let's see."
Naomi racked her brain as she looked up at the ceiling.
"We could bury him on holy ground, or simply all collectively agree to not think about him and give in to the fear. We could stab him with his own weapon and then blow the fucker up."
"It's not going to work like that,"
Janine cut in.
"If we want to kill the Shadow Man, we would have to fight him on his own turf."
"How do we know that, though? You said he normally doesn't actually kill people, so there's never been a need to kill him before."
Well...
Janine said, as she started to argue, but then trailed off.
"I suppose you're right. Nobody's tried to kill him before, but that's mainly because nobody has any control over their bodies when they're in the astral plane."
"I do," I confirmed. "Or at least I did when I transformed into my werepanther form. Still, the bitch disappeared into a puff of smoke when I went in for the kill shot."
"Of course he did. He had no need to stick around and fight. The Shadow Man can just run away and then wait for another night to strike."
"Fucking hell!" I growled as I let out a yawn. "So, I'm not going to be able to sleep comfortably at all while this is going on, am I?"
"Probably not, I'm afraid,"
Janine said with a frown.
"The Shadow Man will most likely wait around to strike again. And this time you won't have the element of surprise on your side."
"Great. Maybe I should just sleep in my werepanther form to make sure I'm ready for the bastard?"
"That wouldn't hurt,"
Janine shrugged.
"I know, I wouldn't mind snuggling up to a sexy beast every night."
Ada giggled.
"But enough about Janine."
Janine's face turned beet red at Ada's words, and she let out a tiny snort as she pushed her glasses up the bridge of her nose.
"Maybe I'm missing something here,"
Naomi sighed.
"Why can't we all go to sleep at the same time, with Carter, and then when the Shadow Man shows up, we kick his ass?"
"Because he chooses his targets. If the Shadow Man wants to come after Carter, he's going to pull only him into the astral plane. The rest of us would just lay there sleeping, completely unaware of what was happening to our beloved."
"So it sounds like I'm going to have to one-on-one the fucker. At least he doesn't seem very strong."
"Don't be so sure about that, love,"
Ada warned.
"Remember that he assumed his paralysis powers would work on you. He didn't utilize even a fraction of his power, mainly because he probably didn't think he needed to."
"What are his powers anyway, other than pulling people into an astral plane and paralyzing them?"
That's actually a good question. Janine, do you have any insights?"
"I don't, honestly."
The redhead shook her head.
"Like we were just saying, everyone who normally encounters the Shadow Man has the same account. They're lying there in bed with everything but their eyes and mouths paralyzed, and then they see a creepy, shadowy figure appear. It takes on a million different forms, but it always seems to stand there staring at them, and sometimes they get an intense feeling of pressure on their chests when it sits on them. I remember hearing a few accounts of the Shadow Man trying to choke people, but they always woke up before they were actually killed. His power comes from fear, after all, and people can't fear you if they're dead."
"Well, I don't fear him. Yet he was still able to paralyze me in my human form."
"It's not individual fear that drives him,"
Ada added.
"It's collective fear from around the entire planet.
Every single culture seems to have different folkloric tales about the Shadow Man. In Brazilian culture, he appears as pisadaria, a long-nailed woman who sits on your chest in the middle of the night, but only if you have a full belly when you go to bed. The Japanese believe he is some sort of vengeful spirit, while in Nigeria they see him as a female demon. The version you saw, the old hag, is mostly associated with the Nordic countries.
He tailors his shape to whatever he knows the people of that region will fear.
Naomi whistled.
That's brilliant. Which is also probably why he appeared as the old hag to Carter.
Janine continued.
Because he knew Carter doesn't really fear anything.
The folklore lesson is great and all, but that's not gonna solve the problem. How the hell do I keep him from running away the next time I see him? Because even though I know I'm a million times stronger than the Shadow Man, he's got a major advantage over me. It sounds like we'll always have to be fighting on his home turf, and if the battle starts to turn in my favor, he'll just disappear, lick his wounds, and then wait for me to fall asleep again so he can attack again. Actually, does he even need to wait for me to fall asleep? Or can he pull me out of the real world anytime he pleases?
You don't have to be asleep, per se, but your consciousness has to be in a relaxed hibernation state. I've heard of the Shadow Man appearing to people when they're in surgery or in a coma as well.
So as long as I'm fully conscious, I'm safe. I nodded. It's gonna get really fucking old, though, if I have to worry about this every time I get tired.
All the more reason to be proactive and figure out how to kill this thing,
Leah said as she took a swig of some whiskey on the rocks.
Anybody have any bright ideas? You can't kill it,
Janine argued.
It's not a creature of this world. Bullshit!
Leah shot back, though she said it in a playful, happy tone.
You said it yourself, Janine. Nobody's ever had the chance to try and fight back. How do you know we can't kill it?
Because there's no record of any attempts to kill the Shadow Man. So we have no examples on what might work or what might not work.
You're thinking like an archaeologist, Janine,
Leah said as she tapped her forehead and smiled.
Always looking for past examples to get the answer when you should be looking ahead.
What do you mean?
Janine crossed her arms across her chest and frowned.
This predicament is the perfect example of a scientific problem.
The polywarm mused as she flipped a bit of her blonde hair out of her eyes.
We want something to happen, but nobody's ever tried it before. If I were in the laboratory, that would mean a fuck ton of tests and experiments until we found some patterns that allowed us to draw some sort of conclusion.
That's fine and dandy when you're working on stuff in a lab,
Janine said.
But this is much more consequential, Leah. Do we really want to put Carter through the ringer and make him try to fight the Shadow Man over and over and over again? Even though he's the deadliest creature in the world, statistically, the more times he fights the same opponent, the greater the chance he will eventually lose. That's simple statistics.
Well,
Leah winked.
Maybe you do have a bit of scientist in you after all.
Well, we have to do something, or else I'm going to become a frickin' insomniac.
I'm partial to Leah's multiple test idea,
Ada said as she raised her hand.
Of course you are. Because you're a sadist. Don't act like you're not, love.
The succubus purred.
I've seen the way you eye my tail. We should maybe give you one of your own sometime. I'll even help you insert it in everything.
Naomi said with a sly half-smirk.
We'll see about that.
Why don't we try to find some middle ground here? I asked as I tried to get us back on track. Janine, how much do you actually know about the Shadow Man?
Not a lot,
the redhead admitted.
Everything I've read about him has been anecdotal, usually just short passages in books dedicated to folklore or the metaphysical. I've never truly taken a deep dive into the lore of the Shadow Man.
Then that's where we should start. We can start looking up everything we possibly can about this fucker, and then we can shift over to Leah's way of doing things.
You can't be serious, Carter. You're going to just keep luring him to you and trying to fight him off?
After we've done some research to find out what he could potentially be weak against.
You need to keep in mind that you don't have control over the conditions either,
Leah explained.
The Shadow Man comes to you, but I don't think you can summon him or anything, so he's only going to show up when he wants to show up.
Maybe. I shrugged. I mean, I fell asleep a second time and he didn't come for me, so I wonder if he's got a little bit of fear in his own heart at the moment.
Also, we don't know for a fact that you can't summon him,
Naomi offered.
Like you said, Janine, none of us have ever really looked into it. I know my former coven sisters liked to tease each other about how much they loved the Shadow Man, and how they were constantly looking for a spell to bring him into the real world so they could fuck him.
Of course they were. I shuddered at the thought of those old, ugly women screwing a being of pure shadows.
Hold on.
Janine trailed off, and then her eyes widened and her lips twisted into a grin.
Your sisters knew him as the Shadow Man? Yes.
Naomi raised an eyebrow.
You knew him as that too.
Only because I've done a shit ton of research into the paranormal,
the redhead continued.
Most people just call him a sleep paralysis demon, or by whatever name their cultures have given him, but next to nobody actually calls him the Shadow Man.
Is that his real name?
Leah asked with a tilt of her head.
It sounds very westernized to me.
His real name is a dark word that should never be spoken by any humans,
Janine warned.
At least that's what all the stories say.
I don't get where you're going with this, love,
Ada admitted. However, the gears were already turning in my head, and I thought I understood what Janine was getting at. The Sisters of the New Moon knew where to find information about the Shadow Man. I pondered aloud. Which means they probably have their own resources on the subject.
Bingo!
Janine winked.
Naomi, did the Sisters of the New Moon have any sort of library or archives that were distinct to their coven?
They did.
Naomi snorted, and then she elbowed me in the side.
Until Carter here brought the whole building down on their heads.
The mausoleum. That makes total sense.
We had a whole room full of ancient scrolls in one of the subterranean rooms. Where do you think we learned all those ancient spells? Most of them were way too complicated to memorize.
But you have historical texts down there, too?
Fuck if I know.
Naomi shrugged.
My sisters never let me go down there since I was the fresh face in the coven.
Surely the whole structure isn't gone. Like, we just collapsed the roof, but there was a bunch of rooms carved into frickin' stone. Those aren't going anywhere anytime soon. We just have to move the rubble away.
You say that as if it's an easy task. Those are giant boulders of marble and concrete, Carter.
It's nothing my werepanther form can't handle. Or Naomi's telekinetic magic.
I'm afraid I can't be much help with the heavy lifting,
Janine said with a frown.
But maybe I could stand back and make sure you guys get lucky and find what you're looking for? I won't be helpful either.
Leah sighed.
As strong as my tongue is, it's not going to be able to move heavy boulders.
We'll have to work on that.
Ada moaned.
The stronger the tongue you have, the better.
It's okay. I shook my head. Because you two aren't coming with us. I want you guys to head over to the library at UC and try to scope out any of the archival texts that might be of use to us. Naomi, Ada, and I will all go to the cemetery and see if we can find any of those ancient scrolls she's talking about.
If the Sisters of the New Moon haven't moved them.
Ada frowned.
I don't think they would have.
Naomi explained.
Once they realized they could summon Ichthigo, they completely went mad and basically gave up all their traditions. All their attention was focused on making that spell happen, so they let things go to shit in terms of upkeep, chores, and hierarchy. And Carter took most, if not all of them out during the battle with Ichthigo, so they wouldn't have moved anything since then.
I guess this works in our favor, then.
If you can get the boulders off.
Leah laughed.
But I guess that's for you guys to figure out.
Exactly,
Janine said with a smile.
We get the much more fun job of conversing with dusty old books. Are you being sarcastic?
Naomi asked, as she narrowed her dark brown eyes at the redhead.
No, not at all.
Janine frowned.
This is one of my favorite pastimes.
And you called me the sadist.
Ada whispered, and Naomi let out a snort.
Are they even going to let us in?
Leah asked, as she looked at her watch.
It's almost evening.
It's fine.
Janine promised.
The librarian, Agatha, loves me. She'll let us stay there doing research until the wee hours of the morning, if that's what we wish to do.
Ugh.
Naomi shuddered.
I'm glad you guys enjoy that shit, because it sounds like torture to me.
To each their own.
Janine shrugged, and then she motioned for Leah to follow her.
Come on, I want to get there before all the good parking spaces are gone for the night.
Be careful, and remember to... Before I could finish my sentence, Leah and Janine both held up their tiger's eye amulets in unison. I probably shouldn't have been worried about them, but it always made me nervous when they went off on their own. But the OLG was after me, not them. And with the enchanted tiger's eye, they were shielded from Khonsu's view. Plus, they were going together, and I knew Leah and Janine were capable enough at protecting themselves. Still, with all the crazy shit I'd seen in these last few weeks, I couldn't help but worry as I watched the two beautiful women walk away.
What about us?
Ada asked.
Shall we head off to the cemetery?
No.
Naomi shook her head.
Not in the broad daylight. That's just asking for somebody to see us.
I thought it was an old cemetery, though.
People still go to old cemeteries. There's only so much you can get off Ancestry.com, after all.
Fair enough. I nodded. So we wait for nightfall?
If that's the case.
Ada said as she pulled out her cell phone.
I'm going to make a few calls. I'll need somebody to run the club if we're going to be out all night moving boulders.
The succubus quickly tapped a few numbers into her phone, pressed send, and held it up to her ears. Then she started with a happy greeting before she started over to the nearby door and out onto the street, which left Naomi and me in the club alone. What about you? Do you have anything you need to be doing to pass the time until tonight?
Nope.
She purred, and then her hand touched my chest lovingly.
But I have a few ideas on what I want to do.
My manhood began to throb as all the possibilities rushed through my brain. I have an idea as well, I growled. And I'm looking right at it. Naomi giggled before she started to walk her fingers down my chest until she reached my waistband.
Sounds like a good way to pass the time.
The witch gave my half-erection a playful tap through my pants, and she bit her dark bottom lip. The witch then turned away and began to head toward the stairs. Toward the bedroom. Huh, this was definitely the best way to make sure I stayed awake for the next few hours.